The Perpetual Motion of that chaconne by Antonio Bertali. Just goes on forever. I'm sure that's why they made the fade in the recording. The chaconne, that's such a great piece. The violinist there just riffed so exuberantly. John Holloway was the violinist, with the organist and harpsichordist not having as much fun with their parts. Quite repetitive, but giving a good thing for John Holloway to bounce off of. Good morning. We'll go from Bertali to Pachelbel. And this hour also, music by Chopin and Aaron Copland and Frank Tekeli. Paul Popiel directing the KU Wind Ensemble. Good morning, I'm Cordelia Brown. This is Kansas Public Radio. And support for the music today on KPR comes from the Lawrence Children's Choir, now holding auditions for choristers and tour choir for singers grades 4 through 12. Information about auditions and all choirs at lawrencechildrenschoir.org. Here's some Johann Pachelbel and aria with variations on KPR. That's by Johann Pachelbel, an aria with variations, with Musica Antiqua of Cologne. Stay tuned for the music that Aaron Copland famously arranged, variations on a Shaker melody, Simple Gifts. We'll hear the Turtle Creek Chorale and then the KU Wind Ensemble. And also next hour, shortly after the 10 o'clock news, after we hear the Kansas City Chamber Orchestra, as directed by Bruce Sorrell, we'll hear the beautiful Gabriel Fauré Pavan, and we'll chat with Bruce about the upcoming concert this weekend. It's been moved, venue change. It was going to be downtown, but of course there's something else going on downtown this Friday night in Kansas City, the draft. So it's been moved to the Old Mission Methodist Church in Fairway. Anyway, we'll hear all about that, the April 28th concert with the Kansas City Chamber Orchestra. Celebrating 70 years on the air, we're live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio from KU, 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, and always through kansaspublicradio.org. Here are three nocturnes for piano by Frédéric Chopin on Kansas Public Radio. Recorded during the pandemic, Haley Miles, an Overland Park native who lives in Paris now, in her Paris home during the pandemic, she decided to record all of the Chopin nocturnes. We just heard three of them from Opus 9 and Opus 15 here on KPR. Coming up next hour, we'll hear a Mozart piano concerto, the 15th at about 10:30. And one of the pieces from last week in our top 70 that was on the list, Gabriel Fauré's Pavan, played by the Kansas City Chamber Orchestra. We'll hear that right after the 10 o'clock news. Oh, in about 20 minutes or so before we chat with Bruce Sorrell about the Kansas City Chamber Orchestra concert this Friday night in Kansas City in Fairway. The number one piece, by the way, was George Gershwin's American in Paris. It was fun last week playing down, counting down to number one, the top 70 picked by you, our listeners. And Kansas Public Radio would like to thank you for contributing and supporting classical music on the radio by going to kansaspublicradio.org. And thanks also to local businesses like Wheatfields and Yellow Sub, whose generous donations helped to make our membership drive last week possible. That was the Turtle Creek Chorale with members of the Dallas Wind Symphony for Aaron Copland's setting of Simple Gifts. Let's hear a 2002 setting by Frank Tekeli, now of the same tune. It's Paul Popiel directing the KU Wind Ensemble on Kansas Public Radio. A recording on the Naxos label of Frank Ticelli's Simple Gifts, Four Shaker Songs from 2002, featuring the University of Kansas Wind Ensemble, directed by Paul Popiel, on KPR. Good morning, this is Kansas Public Radio. Remember to see a detailed list of what's playing or what's been played. Just check out kansaspublicradio.org, and you can see news headlines and more, kansaspublicradio.org, for all of the information.
The Puppy Bus is run by a local dog walking and training service called Mo Mountain Mutts.
Join us for the show that never forgets to have fun. All right, I'm done with these puns. Listen every weekday.
Join us in the morning for the next morning edition from NPR here on KPR with your host, Tom Parkinson. You can become a KPR sponsor, and your business can harness the trust and credibility of public radio. 82% of listeners take action because of an announcement heard on NPR. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org. We're live, we're local, we're 70. We're Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Listen right after the news for the Kansas City Chamber Orchestra, a recording of Gabriel Fauré's Pavan, and we'll chat with Bruce Sorrell about their concert this Friday night. That, and we'll actually hear some Bach played by Margaret Marco and Bruce Sorrell. Just keep it here on KPR for more classical music.
Live from NPR News and preparing for more. It's why most of Yosemite National Park is closing this weekend. Kristen Wright, NPR News.
On Wall Street, the Dow was down 80 points. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from the Cy Sims Foundation. Since 1985, supporting advances in science, education, and the arts towards a fairer, more just, and civil society. More information is available at cysimsfoundation.org. Here's Gabriel Fauré's Pavan, a recording of the Kansas City Chamber Orchestra, as directed by Bruce Sorrell. From the A Major Concerto for Oboe by Bach. That was Margaret Marco, oboist, and Bruce Sorrell at the piano. Here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio, where support for classical music comes from you, thank you, and from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. It's 10:30, celebrating 70 years on the air. We're live, we're local, we're KPR from KU, 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan, and kansaspublicradio.org. It's about 55 degrees in Lawrence on the way up to a high of about 67. Should be partly sunny. And we have a 20% chance of showers, but not until after 1 o'clock in the morning tonight. And tomorrow it's a 30% chance for showers, mainly early afternoon. Friday, 40% chance of showers, mainly after 1 in the afternoon. Here is the 15th Piano Concerto of Mozart. It's supposed to be one of the hardest parts for the pianist to play. Let's hear how Rudolf Serkin does it with the London Symphony Orchestra now on KPR. In a performance of Mozart's 15th Piano Concerto, pianist Rudolf Serkin and the London Symphony Orchestra, all directed by Claudio Abbado for Mozart on KPR. One of the old French dances played by a violist there, the music of Marin Marais, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Hey, I'm Jesse Thorne. On Bullseye, creators, great creators, open up on Bullseye from MaximumFun.org and NPR. Saturday morning at 11, right here on KPR.
And join us for a fresh Rule Joyce recital featuring a great young cellist, Daniel Jung, with pianist Alex Lee, chamber music by Louise Farranc and Nadia Boulanger, Rachmaninoff and Piazzolla, tomorrow night at 7 here on KPR for this week's Classics Live. We're live, we're local, we're 70. We're Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH, and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute, and KansasPublicRadio.org. Support for news next on KPR comes from KU's Spencer Museum of Art, hosting the community open house. Get to Know the Spencer Museum is the name of the event. It's Thursday, May 11th from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. More at spencerart.ku.edu.
Live from NPR News in Walsh, it expects to increase max production later this year. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow was up 50, NASDAQ rose 158 points. It's NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments' team of specialists offer guidance on investing, retirement income, and Social Security. FisherInvestments.com. Investments and securities involve the risk of loss. Good morning. It's 11:04. This is KPR. Here is a selection from the new CD featuring two festival favorites from the Sunflower Music Festival, which is held each summer in Topeka. It's a free festival. It's just classical music and jazz just for two weekends in a week. Anyway, Alex Klein oboe and harpist Rita Costanzi. Here, this is styled as in Aranjuez Con Tu Amor. It's actually the slow movement of the Aranjuez Guitar Concerto by Rodrigo. It's from their CD on the Navona label called Amoroso. Joaquin Rodrigo's slow movement from his Aranjuez Guitar Concerto, played by oboist Alex Klein and harpist Rita Costanzi. They have a new CD out. It's a beautiful CD with a beautiful picture on the front, or you can live stream it. It's available on the Navona label, and the name of the collection of music for oboe and harp is Amoroso. Good morning. I'm Cordelia Brown, your classical friend. Glad to be with you for another 45 minutes or so before Jeff Watson takes over from noon to 3. Between now and noon, we have classics by Franz Joseph Haydn, Richard Wagner, and George Frederick Handel. We'll hear some more beautiful music featuring the oboe. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lawrence Children's Choir, now holding auditions for choristers and tour choir. For singers, grades 4 through 12. Information about auditions and all choirs at lawrencechildrenschoir.org. Well, next is the symphony sometimes nicknamed The Miracle by Franz Joseph Haydn. It's a late one, number 102. When it premiered in 1794, the audience liked it so much they asked that the last movement be played again. And after which they were so excited, everybody ran to the stage, and then a big chandelier fell from the ceiling right where everyone had been sitting, so nobody had been hurt. And of course, everybody thought, well, if the symphony hadn't been so great, somebody might have been hurt. So, the Miracle Symphony, here it is, 102 by Haydn, played by the orchestra of the 18th century, here on Kansas Public Radio. Symphony number 102 by Franz Joseph Haydn with the orchestra of the 18th century. We'll hear music by Handel, a beautiful chamber piece for two oboes, and next some heroic music by Richard Wagner. Kansas Public Radio's Campaign for Excellence finished up Friday evening with almost $311,000 pledged by you, our listeners. Here's thanks to our listener members for all you do to support KPR. If you meant to make a pledge but didn't, you can still become a patron of KPR at kansaspublicradio.org. And thanks again. Here's the Grand March from Tannhäuser by Richard Wagner on KPR. Magnificent music by Richard Wagner, the Grand March from Tannhäuser with Eugene Ormandy and the Philadelphia Orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio. Next, some gorgeous music by Handel, Sonata number 3 for two oboes now on KPR. That's Sonata number 3 for two oboes by George Frederick Handel, with members of Convivium. Coming up after noon news, it's Stardate for an update on the heavens, and then Jeff Watson has 3 more hours of classical music here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Remember, you can look up and see what's playing or what's been played. See our playlists at kansaspublicradio.org.
No, not yet. Almost. Maybe now? Still not ready. Here we go. Now. Wherever you are in your morning routine, we are here for you. Morning Edition from NPR News. Start your weekdays with us.
Join us in the morning for the next Morning Edition here on KPR with your host, Tom Parkinson. The rest of today should be a little cloudy, a little sunny, with a high of 67 for a beautiful spring afternoon. That 20% chance of showers and is now supposed to come, well, 20% chance of it happening, after 1 o'clock in the morning. And then tomorrow, a 30% chance of showers, mainly early afternoon. Friday, a 40% chance of showers, but still a high of about 68 degrees. And taking a peek at the weekend, Saturday's high about 70, with a 20% chance for showers Saturday morning. And Sunday should be sunny with a high near 64. We're live, we're local, we're 70. We're Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5. KANH, KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7. KANV, KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City. And KANQ Chanute, they all make up KPR. Live.